back to another hour of focus and concentration on your health and well-being, a public service of the Good Day program. Every weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the doctor of note on the program Monday through Friday, he presents his update every day, important medical information, try to summarize a lot of that during the course of this program as well. For example, the theme, in part, differences between men and women in terms of medicine, weight gain for men and women. Interesting study this week, Ken, on that.
Absolutely. This is out of the annual meeting of the American Sociological Association in Las Vegas. It appears that weight gain hits women after marriage, but it hits men after divorce.
Wow. There you go.
So guys, stay married. Yeah, and women, right. you better decide that that's the right guy.
For men getting divorced, just go get an exercise program. 888-553-7536. Steve's in Spokane, Washington. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi there. Hey, I appreciate your time.
Sure.
Briefly, back in 2008, December 2008, I was in very good shape, you know, racquetball, golf, really active. I started having numbness in my quadriceps.
Yes,
and
that's the legs.
Huh?
In the legs.
Right. And then that progressed to pins and needles in my feet and hands. So I went to the doctor, and they said, well, you're just anxious or something, you know, go play snowshoe softball and come back next week, see how you're doing. Well, I went downhill from there, ended up having a MRI and had a disc protruded into my C5-6.
Let me ask, you were in an HMO, I guess?
Actually, yes, at the time I was.
Okay, go on.
And
that's a shocker.
So immediately they sent me to an orthopedic surgeon who wanted to do a surgery that, you know, 2 days later. And I wanted to, you know, kind of think about it a little bit. And I work in the medical field. And some coworkers said, you know, I better get a neurologist if they're going to work on your spine. So I ended up having the surgery, and I was given a good prognosis. You know, they said I'd be back to my previous baseline because they caught it early. So now I'm 2.5 years post-surgery, and I still have, you know, it goes from pins and needles to burning to kind of.
So do you feel you're no better off now than you were before the surgery?
Steve, what a horror story. My heart goes out to you. This is just a medical nightmare.
Malpractice.
It's just horrible, Steve.
And
Let me explain to everybody's listening what's going on. A spinal fusion, it's a surgery to permanently connect two or more vertebrae in your spine. It eliminates motion between them. And did you have a bone graft to fill the space?
I did.
Okay. And which vertebrae were fused, do you know?
C5-6.
Uh-huh. Any plates or screws or rods used?
Titanium.
Okay. Now, there are, often this goes quite well, and the earlier you get to it, if you really need it, the better. But and often it goes fairly well, but there are some risks involved. And I think you've had one of the complications. It doesn't sound like you had an infection, poor wound healing, bleeding, or a blood clot. But sometimes you can have a problem with an injury of a blood vessel, but more likely in your case specifically, I think you've had probably an injury to a nerve around the spine.
Right, and that's what you know, neurologists say, spinal cord, severe damage, and basically ignore the symptoms and there's no treatment. However, my surgeon said that he didn't think that you know, the myopathy was my only problem. He knew I needed the surgery. And I've had one spinal cord expert that I didn't actually get examined by, but the thing that doesn't make sense from what I've, you know, over the couple of years I've been seeing doctors is...
Wait, a spinal cord expert gave you an opinion without examining you?
Yeah, it was through work. Sure. It was through
that,
work.
That is an oxymoron, Steve.
How stupid is, I mean, jeepers crow.
Steve, come on. You know, we got to get you. You're just talking, you know, I don't know if you're making this all up. This is a nightmare. One nightmare after another. And
well, you're right.
Steve, you need to start over and get a new plan. You need to go to a team of doctors who are totally independent in a whole different field and a whole different environment, playing field, if you will, than the team that you're using. And I would try to find – you sound like a clever guy. You know, I would try to find either in Seattle or Spokane
– I went to Seattle to the third leading neurology school in the nation, and the individual.
I hope they examined you.
He did a half exam, because I know what a full neuro exam is, and sent me on my way, and I had a list of questions. I asked a bunch of questions, and he just shook his shoulders the entire time and sent me on my way.
It's amazing.
So you just accepted it, or did you go pick up the phone and complain to whoever runs it, or go someplace else? What are you? Are you just asking Ken what to do? Because you're
somebody from Washington. Call me and tell me there are great. There must be great doctors, orthopedic and neurologists in Washington State. Help Steve. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I went. Like I said, I went to.
We've got the story, Steve. Steve, we've got the story. What we're going to do now is ask for maybe some input that Ken can provide.
Steve, you need to go to another center. You've been to the wrong places. You need to demand people examine you, take a thorough history, and then give you a diagnosis and then a treatment plan.
Who pays for your insurance? You pay for it? It comes out of work? Where does your insurance come from?
Through work, which I am maintaining, but I was just written up today because of performance, because when you miss work, you get behind. So I'm keeping my head above water, but, I think my current doctor is a physiatrist, and she has an open mind, and I think time to consider.
You know what else you need to do?
Steve, can I a physical medicine and rehab doctor, which I think is what you're talking about, might be somebody who could be a referee here, to give you an unbiased opinion evaluation of where you are. If you could find a really experienced physical medicine and rehab doctor, these are medical doctors, and they usually use therapy medicines more so than surgery, could actually maybe give you an unbiased evaluation of where you are, and they work in teams, and they know who the really good people are.
I think you also should be seeing a psychiatrist, because this obviously is taking its toll on your emotional state. It can be very disruptive, and especially if it's taking its impact on you at work, you need to be working through, you need to be talking through, thinking through your emotions and thoughts as well. That would be my suggestion. But my heavens, what a horrible, you hear these stories and you want to throttle somebody.
It only got worse.
My God, those people should be ashamed of themselves for taking a check.
I don't know. So it doesn't all add up.
That's why I thought he ought to see somebody.
It doesn't add up.
A therapist. 888, it doesn't mean that it isn't true. It doesn't add up, because there are plenty of people who are just here for the check. You know that. They want the check. 888-553-7536. Sometimes, though, it's frustrating, because as much as you want to help, you can't. In a sense, I mean, there was helpful advice. There are plenty of it, whether you want to take it or not. That's why I thought maybe seeing him shrink a little bit, because you hear a little resistance. Didn't you hear a little resistance there?
Well, that's what I was saying, the same thing. It doesn't all add up, and I think there's probably both physical and some emotional issues here.
Yep.
Because there's some illogical behavior there, and that's often a sign that the mental state is not 100%.
Yeah, being in denial doesn't help fix it.
Well, it's the illogical behavior.
Yep. 888-553-7536, but he definitely needs to take a different course of action.
Absolutely.
Than he is.
He needs both physical and emotional support.
888-55-DRKEN, 16 past the hour. Dr. Ken and I want to tell you about this anti-aging cream that's been discovered called Tautinol, Tautinol. Tylenol reduces the appearance of fine lines, keeps your skin moisturized, helps support collagen production. It's the perfect cream because it has those three powerful ingredients, Ken, that you love to explain because they've all been tested and approved by the guys that you like to do the scientific research.
Well, why look old and why undergo surgery to look young? Why have a needle stuck into your face to help you deal with wrinkles? This is a wonderful product. It's been developed by a very prominent plastic surgeon, cleverly putting into a container what your body uses to heal deep wrinkling, but it just doesn't usually have enough in concentration in the skin, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000. And using this product, which has been tested to be safe and effective in published studies, and if it doesn't work, the nice thing is if you don't get effective help with your wrinkles after several months, they'll give you your money back.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good, huh?
And it's cheaper than a lot of more expensive products out there.
It actually tightens your skin. Another benefit of the cream is that you will, as much as we like it, we love it, it's good for you because we can get you a special deal. Buy two, get one free when you call 800-291-2584. That's 800-291-2584. Ask about the special free gift. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. This is the way for you to take care of your skin. This is one of the top anti-aging creams around. Dial 800-291-2584 for Tylenol, 800-291-2584.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
888-553-7536, no matter where you are around the country, around the world. You're listening in our 50 states. That's super duper. Around the world at DougStephan.com. Your calls are treated all the same with respect. Sometimes a little tough love is necessary when it comes to treatment. Ken's he's not the tough love kind of guy. Sometimes I have to bring down the hammer because there are obviously, listen to people, some things that are there, as Ken says, they didn't add up with that last gentleman. Help yourself, though, to our help. 888-553-7536. Sharon, you're next on Good Day Weekend.
Storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations.
If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Now, 23 after the hour, help yourself to 888-553-7536 as Dr. Ken continues to take your calls. The emphasis in part today, the difference between men and women. Here's a call from Sharon, and maybe this is a good example of that, Ken.
Absolutely. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How does it feel to be misunderstood by the medical community?
It's pretty frustrating because I'm pretty much in it by myself because my husband thinks I'm crazy. He doesn't take these symptoms and so forth seriously.
What's your diagnosis? Bring everyone in.
Okay, fibromyalgia, 18 years ago diagnosed with that. After I was diagnosed, I spent 2 years in bed with it and was able to gradually function pretty well. I mean, I couldn't run a marathon, but, you know, able to get my housework done and groceries and so forth. I end up having a ruptured disc, and the doctor that was on call hung up on me because the disc ruptured in the middle of, on the weekend. Actually, he hung up on me after he found out what my name was because I had gone to him before.
Okay.
Well,
Sharon, I can hear it in your voice, your depression, your anxiety. And fibromyalgia, it's a disorder. It's characterized by widespread musculoskeletal pain. It's accompanied by fatigue. There's a sleep issue with it. You know, you just don't sleep well. You have memory and mood issues. And people who have it just are much more sensitive to painful sensations. And 20, 30 years ago, if a doctor or a patient would have talked about this, they would have thought they were quacks. But the only people who aren't familiar with this in the medical community are the Dr. Rip Van Winkles, who are not keeping up. And this is a real entity, and anyone tells you you're crazy or it's not in, it's in your mind, they're absolutely wrong. You can quote me.
And that starts with your husband. Maybe you need a divorce.
And one of the, well,
I'm not being facetious, I'm telling you.
You need the support, so I'm not going to, you need
Ken
your
won't
husband.
Tell you that. I'll tell you that.
I would first tell your husband he needs some education. I'd be glad to help if he's there. But patients like yourself, they get so frustrated with dealing with being misunderstood by the medical community. They end up getting depressed and they have anxiety from the lack of sleep. And I can hear it in your voice. It ruins their life. The pain, not well treated. You need to go to a rheumatologist. Those are the doctors who specialize this, but a younger one with some experience who is experienced in taking care of fibromyalgia, and you will get help. When I was a medical intern and resident at Duke University, one of the rheumatologists was really pioneering this whole field, and he was way ahead of his time, and he was teaching all of us young doctors about this entity, which many people thought was a wacky idea. And he was just smarter than everyone else, and turned out to be so true.
What else it has to do with, because I had prayed about it, and God gave me these dreams, and they were both the same dream, but it was two nights in a row, and I know what it means, but it has something to do with the brain.
Sharon, let me give you some practical advice. There is a product you can get over the counter. It's called Korvalin. It's ribose. It's a structural sugar which the muscles use as part of building up energy stores. If you remember from high school biology, ATP. And not to get too technical, but this has been shown, it was a study done by an actual physician who has fibromyalgia, and two-thirds of the people taking, you have to take a lot of it, not the usual two doses we give to heart patients to make their heart muscle work more effectively. But for fibromyalgia, you take about 3 to 4 doses a day, and two-thirds get better. I would definitely try and get yourself some D-ribose, Korvalin. There are also prescription drugs, if that doesn't work, now that we have numerous of them that have been shown in many people to help. And I would definitely talk to a rheumatologist who understands the Lyricas, the Cymbaltas of the world, the gabapentins, which is Neurontin, all of these. And again, sometimes it's like going to the Chinese restaurant again. You have to do drug testing. But with a compassionate rheumatologist, you will get help. And your husband, God bless him, he needs some education so that he's a little compassionate with you, because you'll get better faster the more compassionate.
And that was the reason I said what I did. If he doesn't come around and understand what's going on with you, or if he's scoffing at you, who needs him? Oh, no matter how long you've been married to him,
Sharon,
he's not going to make you any better.
How's your weight? Is your height a little short? Is your weight?
I am 5'2", and the last 2.5 years I've put on 25 pounds.
Yeah.
Not from eating.
Right.
I think it's just from constant stress.
Right.
Cortisol.
This happens so often with folks like yourself. Talk to your doctor about getting into an exercise program. Because that'll help you so much with all of this, okay?
And see a lawyer about a divorce.
Oh, wait. Just do a few things first.
Guys like that send me over the top.
Yeah,
what a
give
jerk.
Give him one shot to get educated first.
I mean, but you don't make fun of your wife.
But it happens.
Of course it happens, and that's why they ought not to be
together. They're just uneducated about it.
Yeah.
Wow. As are many healthcare workers.
Yeah. Okay. So Ken thinks I'm a little harsh sometimes.
No, but that's
like
plan B.
Yeah.
Plan A
is to hopefully ask one more time for some support
and
understand it. Yeah, all right. Half past the hour. Good day weekend with Dr. Ken.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Here we go, another half hour of Dr. Ken here at your service and on your side at 888-553-7536. Let's move back to one of the problems you were discussing in the last half hour, Ken, a fellow Steve who called, and we were direct with him. Merlin is from Wisconsin. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, Merlin.
1992, I was diagnosed with CIDP, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy.
Which is what?
Which is hands and feet went numb completely. I worked construction. I thought it was a back injury. Every time I went to the doctors were looking at my neck. I couldn't figure out. I hurt my back, not my neck. And they finally told me that I had CIDP. And it progressed down to a point where I could not walk hardly. And it took me all of 1993 to recover. And I recovered with prednisone and Neurontin and nortriptyline. And they gave me another medication.
All right, let me ask you, hold on a second. Ken, listening to that list of drugs, he said he got over it, or I think, what I don't want to put words in his mouth, sounds like he thinks he was cured by taking those drugs.
No, I wasn't cured.
How were you affected by taking those drugs?
How was I affected?
Yeah, what did they do for you?
Well, I was able to hit bottom dead center, and gradually, in all of 1993, I was able to come back.
Yeah, but hold on just a second. Ken, what do those drugs do? Taking all of those drugs does what this gentleman?
Turn down the inflammatory system.
They shut it down.
Just not entirely, but tone it down.
All right. So does that masking the problem, or what does fixing it means healing it? And I always wonder about drugs like that.
Well, you have to, again, in medicine, we do the best we can. In chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, it's a mouthful. It's not that common. There's not a whole lot known about it, but that is truly, this is a type of problem that's usually treated best at a medical center. There's one in Boston, Massachusetts that specializes this drug at St. Elizabeth's Center.
Yeah, as I listen to him, I'm thinking one of our colleagues and a fellow who's on the program with us, Dr. Jack Stockwell, is a NUCCA chiropractor. and they specialize in just the neck. And I wonder if that's where you believe in chiropractic, if there isn't something, not that you can do it by itself, but it sounds like if you can explore a little bit, Merlin, if there's somebody up there, look up, if you can Google NUCCA and see if there's somebody around, that's a worth a shot, Ken, isn't it?
Well, you know, you can talk to them about it, but this is a complex problem that's usually treated with plasma exchange, steroids, and some of the medicines that he talked about. You know, I don't know whether Jack, you know, gets involved in this, but that's not how conventional medicine usually approaches this.
Well, but is conventional medicine working for you, Merlin?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I did have immunoglobulin. I had 5 treatments of immunoglobulin.
Nice.
And then I had plasmapheresis also.
Okay, great. Yes. And
so you're recommending that this fellow called before, Steve, maybe follow in your footsteps?
I would say that sounds exactly what I had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned some of the possibilities of what he could have had. You have a rarer cause of that, but I'm glad that you added to the possibilities. It's great, Merlin. I'm glad you're doing so well. Where were you treated?
I was treated at Marshfield Clinic. They diagnosed me.
Okay. That's a very good group of doctors.
And I also went to Mayo Clinic for the
plasma
second diagnosis. Right.
Yeah.
No, for a second diagnosis. But I was treated with a doctor. He was the head of neurology at Marshfield Clinic.
Right. This is a Mayo Clinic type of treatment because it's an unusual problem. Not many people have any experience with this, and I'm glad you got the right treatment.
You know what I like listening to, Merlin? His voice is strong and true and powerful. He's got it under control, worked with it. He's a little older than Steve was. Steve's voice led us to believe that he was full of fear and didn't know how to. And it could be just a result of how
Merlin's,
he was handled by the doctors.
Merlin's feeling well and the other gentleman
wasn't.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Thank you, sir, for sharing your experience.
Merlin, congratulations. I'm glad you have had such a great experience and keep up the good work.
Thank you. And the doctor confirmed the fact that, you know, I was going to get through this. I wasn't going to die. And that made a big difference.
Yep. Always does when you hear that. This is not a fatal disease.
Yes.
Right. All right, sir. The mind.
Yes, providers who are listening, take heed of that comment.
The mind. The mind and body connection cannot be overemphasized. You feel good in your head, your body's going to feel better. If you don't feel good, especially callers today, 4 or 5 of them, Ken, have sounded really depressed. And that, when you're in that depressed state, one causes the other. Your depression can cause you to have maladies. Maladies can cause you to be depressed.
I think being in chronic pain, which is the thread of these calls, it just causes one to have such a hopeless, helpless, blue outlook on life. And that's the issue.
The song, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, easier said than done. Sometimes there's a blog at drkenshow.com that you might want to check out. Click on the upper right hand corner at drkenshow.com. And if you like what Dr. Ken is saying to people who are especially having problems with their heart, their cardiovascular system, and you'd like a consultation with him, you might want to call their office in Florida. It's 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Email to doug@dougstefan.com or to Ken, Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show. .com. Blood pressure measurements. Here's Ron who wants to know what you recommend. What's the best way? You talk all the time about monitoring or measuring blood pressure. I've heard that most of these or many of these are inaccurate heart blood pressure. The devices, I guess he's talking about the stuff you put on your arm, right?
Absolutely. And there's a very easy way to make sure this is accurate. There's been one publication after the other just this year confirming what we've been screaming about for years, that the best and easiest and accurate way to measure your blood pressure is to do it at home with an automated, calibrated upper arm home blood pressure monitor. I have a few brands that I really like. I don't know if you want me to mention them.
Yeah.
MicroLife, Omron, I think these are reliable brands that work. You can get them online at the grocery store, the pharmacy, all the major department stores now have these devices. The first thing you do when you take it out of the box is make sure that the band, the part that you go that goes around the upper arm, I prefer the upper arm to the wrist. They tend to be more accurate. It's not too tight. It's not too loose. It needs to fit properly. And then bring it to your doctor's office. We call this calibrating the home blood pressure monitor. And let somebody in the doctor's office take the blood pressure with the stethoscope and also simultaneously with the device and make sure that they're close. And we call this calibrating the home blood pressure monitor. Then take it home, leave it at home. And if the two readings are not close, what we get with our stethoscope versus what you get automated by pressing the button, send it back, bring it back, don't accept it, and these reputable companies will take them back if they don't calibrate. And then bring it home, and you have to use it properly. You have to have a time when you're mentally and physically rested, because mental and physical activity will affect the top number, and you need to be in your happy place, nothing bothering you mentally or physically. You have to find a time when you can sit for 15 minutes. If you don't believe me, monitor yourself every 5 minutes after you jump down and sit down. You'll see that top number go down, and it's the baseline, the lowest top number that we want to collect, because if we don't get your baseline or your rested number, which is your lowest top number, then we'll over-treat you, and when you do rest, you'll be on the ground from too much medication.
888-553-7536. Some of the things this week from the news department relating to weight, the problems of your body weight, the heaviness that you sometimes find. Ken was just asking that lady, he always loves to say, is your weight a little bit short for your height, or whatever it is, that expression that you have.
Short, height a little short, short for your weight.
That too. All right, so there are three or four things that are connective tissue here when it comes to watching weight, understanding people who are trying to deal with this. Some people are, some people aren't. The reality is half of our country is headed toward obesity, Ken.
Just when you thought you knew everything about obesity, it was a boring topic, let me bring you up to date what's in the medical journals that your doctor's reading this week, the practical breakthroughs. This is out of the medical journal Lancet, as Doug was suggesting, that half of American adults are going to be obese by 2030. This is really scary. The number of obese people in America will increase from 99 million in 2008 to 164.
How does that happen with our...
To 164 million by 2030. It's
with the connections that we have with the information that's available, this is shocking to me. Shocking.
It is, and a lot of people have just given up, and they, you know, they.
But why
just,
would you give up? It means your life
I don't know.
Is
I,
shorter by I 10, 12, 14 years for some people.
Healthcare costs are going to soar from this, and illness is going to soar, and they haven't even factored this into care. There needs, you know, and Doug talks about it all the time. Why weren't there incentives? I don't want to get into politics, but why weren't there incentives in the new health care to keep people's weight down? They missed the opportunity to incentivize people to stay at ideal body weight. We should give reductions in health insurance for people who stay at ideal body weight.
Instead of penalizing people like you and me who take care of ourselves, that's what we do. We're penalized. We're paying for everybody else. I don't want to pay for everybody else. It's not fair. Do you want to pay for everybody else? I don't think. Why should you and I pay, or any of you who are healthy, why should your health insurance costs be higher because of people who don't take care of themselves?
Well, the argument will be some people will say it's not their fault that they're obese. But
well,
I don't want to support.
That may be true. There are thyroid problems. Yeah, but that's the exception, not the rule.
I would agree with you.
Yeah. All right, excuse me.
You know,
keep going.
There are those who will argue from the ivory tower that you can't ever blame a patient for anything.
But that's the problem. The ivory tower has taken over instead of common sense dictating. You see
bless
it all
your
around
heart.
Us.
It's, bless your heart.
Where's the common sense? Hello.
Bless your heart.
The ivory tower has no experience, and you see that every day in the kinds of things, decisions that are made by people who haven't got a clue. In areas where they have no knowledge, you see it on the local level, you see it on the state level, you see it on the national level, in terms of government, people who have no clue other than theory as to what is practical And those who have experience, those people like Ken.
I have two Ivy League doctoral degrees, and what they told me about the real world is like 180 degrees from what the reality was.
Right, yeah. And so, and these are the people who are making the rules. 888-553-7536. Here's a way for you to take care of a number of problems, and that's what we're here to do. Ken is here to take care of health problems as well as he possibly can. And with some men, there is a problem with the prostate. And if you finally are, have you decided that you want relief? Have you decided that you have gotten up enough at night? Have you decided that you are going to actually take some action? Get your prostate checked out. The prostate is so important. Every week there's a story about some famous person who's died because he did not take care of his prostate. Prostate health affects your whole life. Call 800-841-6938 and get on to the Super Beta Prostate Program, because it has all these ingredients, Ken, that you've been talking about for years.
Evidence-based help. It's been proven in studies. The beta-cytosterol is published in the medical journal Lancet. I love these natural products that are proven safe and effective in published peer-review articles.
Having trouble emptying your bladder, are you? You have the problem of getting up at night. This is really the way to cure that problem. You don't want to get up at night. This is a natural supplement. Ingredients shown to support strong urine flow and take care of your bladder. Stay awake no longer. Go to sleep. Get a good night's rest. Get on Super Beta Prostate. 800-841-6938. You pay shipping and handling. The first bottle is free, because they know once you start taking this, you'll see the results are good and you'll want to stay on it. 800-841-6938. Your prostate can affect everything in your life. Get that checkup from your doctor. Hurry. Get the free giveaway of Super Beta Prostate. You pay shipping and handling. An incredible experience. 800-841-6938.
I'm in the, I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Shop for a Pogue at Macy's all day today. Purchase your $5 savings pass now at any Macy's store and enjoy an extra 25 or 10% savings store-wide all day long, even on most brands usually excluded from extra savings. Best of all, 100% of your $5 pass will benefit the March of Dimes. It's good to shop all day today during Macy's Shop for a Calls event. Visit Macy's.com/SFAC for details.
888-553-7536. All right, to continue and conclude all of these studies about weight and obesity and stuff, Ken, what else is linked here?
Weight and personality, Doug. It seems that the body weight is linked to your personality. We were talking about it's the, just linked to overeating and not exercising enough, but out of the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology this week, personality traits, they do influence weight gain. People with personality traits have high neuroticism, and you can hear that in the voice of some of our callers, and low conscientiousness are likely to go through cycles of gaining and losing weight throughout their lives. Impulsivity, which you would predict, is the strongest predictor of who will be overweight. So to maintain a healthy weight, It's typically necessary, yes, to have a healthy diet and a sustained program of physical activity, but you also need to control some of those impulses and have some personality corrections to help along the way.
I only give in to my impulse to get a Three Musketeers about once a month.
That's not a felony.
I have an impulse every day, but I go to the ice cream at my farm store instead of going to get the Three Musketeers.
They love your ice cream.
51 after.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We have 53 past the hour now. The Good Day Weekend program is on the air. Happy to have you along. Lots of questions still, so let's get back at it. Always can communicate with us at 888-55-DR-KEN. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Check out that website. Check out our health newsletter that Ken edits. Gets into the email box at your place every Friday. If you sign up for it, you got to sign up for it just by going to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. Click on Ken's picture. Put your email address in there. And every Friday you get the basic info like food and that sort of thing, how it can be used for your health, especially for children. That's a major part of this week's conversation that Ken has edited on the health newsletter. Abby's in Eugene, Oregon. Hi, Abby. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Well, hi,
I think we're okay. What's up with you? And talk to Dr. Ken about what we can do to help.
Oh, Dr. Ken, you were talking the other day, about the, you know, there was a lot of talk about hypothyroidism.
Yes.
And, you know, the medicine
and
stuff for it.
Hey, Abby, I know you're driving and you're talking on a speaker.
I'm sorry, I'm on a paper route. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you are?
We can hear you better.
Okay. I'm wondering what is the significance or importance of taking the medication an hour before you eat anything?
Sure. Why do you take thyroid replacement when you have low thyroid levels in the blood? on an empty stomach, not eating for, and then waiting to eat for an hour. And the reason why you do that, when you take thyroid replacement, which many of us do, you want to take it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach and then wait an hour to eat. And the reason is so you can get predictable absorption of the drug. You know, your body can just absorb so much, and if there's food in the gut, it may absorb the food before it absorbs the medicine, and you're going to get rid of that medicine in the toilet with some of the unabsorbed food. So to maintain, so that you feel well with a constant dose in your blood, you have to keep things like absorption constant, so that if your levels do go down, you're controlling for absorption, and then you can get them up. Otherwise, you'll be fluctuating your hormone level of thyroid, driving you crazy.
Oh, I was just going to say, it would totally make you crazy.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, it's done that.
And I guess you... So I have found, I'm a big advocate of generics in certain cases, but with thyroid hormone, I'm a big advocate of the branded Synthroid. It's not that much more. I think it works so much better. You get more reproducible blood levels. People respond to it better. And I just think the inactive ingredients in the generic version just that makes people's lives not as pleasant. So get the blood level, check your free T4, your free T3, and sometimes you have to work on free T3 also to feel right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Abby. Bye-bye.
That was a good call and to the point. Let's see if we can get to Jerry in Fall River, Massachusetts, and get right to the point as well. Yes, ma'am. We got about a minute and a half here. Please go ahead.
Okay, my husband awoke yesterday morning, and it looked like a little blood vessel broke in the bottom of his eye, under his eye, because the white of the eye is all red, and it is continuing like to be red, of course, today. I was wondering if there's something we have to do for that.
Okay, Jerry, let me reassure you, usually these things are nothing to worry about, but I wouldn't want to miss something rare. I would urge you to let an ophthalmologist, a medical doctor who's an eye doctor, just take a look at this, reassure. Is the blood pressure okay?
Yes, he is. He has hypertension, but it is controlled.
Is he on any blood thinners?
No.
How's his vision? Is his vision okay in both eyes?
Yes, it is okay.
It hasn't changed with this?
No.
Okay, well, let them go. Let them check the pressure in the eyes and make sure the pressure in the eyes are okay. Look at the back of the retina. Make sure that nothing happened. Often this is nothing, but just get a little peace of mind. The eye doctor, the ophthalmologist will do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Jerry, take care.
That's a wonderful way for us to end our visit together. Dr. Ken, it is always instructive, as most of you know, to get Dr. Ken's point of view. So that's why we ask you to check out his website and the newsletter. All those things will be very helpful. And you can check him out Monday through Friday on the Good Day program and every weekend right here, taking your calls. 59 past the hour on the Good Day weekend program.